Hello, everybody, and welcome to Greg's Corner, where we discuss topics of interest to inspire, motivate, and activate you to action.
There's nothing like starting all over again, but my life that's full of sin. Starting all over again, I found a new beginning. Starting all over again.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Greg's Corner. Glad to be back. Another podcast. And today we are going to be talking about grief. And I know that everybody deals with grief in different ways. I know that I've had to deal with it in my own way. And this show today hope to enlighten you in some way. I'm just going to tell my experiences, and everybody's experience is not fit all. So it's not a shoe that fits everybody. Everybody deals with it in different ways. But I can tell you, I remember a young boy growing up. My first experience attending a funeral, my uncle was going to a funeral, and I asked to go with him. My mother said that I should not go, but I wanted to go anyway. So I went, and I remember the casket was like a ice cream, you know, like one of these ice cream freezers that you go to at a store and you buy maybe a popsicle or something like that, sort of like glass. So this was like glass, you know, and you could see straight through it. So I remember this experience of my first funeral. And when I came back to my grandmother's house in Mississippi, I was so scared. They had to keep the lights on all night. And it took me a while to get over it. And I still, you know, had, you know, issues. And even, you know, like in high school, I just didn't like, you know, going to funerals from that experience. It seemed like I had those memories in my head. And, you know, I've had to, you know, deal with death. I remember in 2005, my oldest sister, she took sick on January the 1st, was on life support. And then on the 4th of January, 2005, we took her off life support. And she passed away. We had a funeral on the 8th. My birthday was on the 6th of January. So it's like just clearly embedded in my mind. I haven't forgotten it. And the last time I saw her alive was November of 2004, Thanksgiving, when families get together for Thanksgiving. And I remember when I was getting ready to go back to North Carolina because I was driving, she asked me what I trailer. And I wanted to just, you know, leave Little Rock. That's my hometown where I'm from. But I trailed her. When we got to Memphis, Tennessee, she's going to take the back road to Tupelo. And I was going to take the expressway, keep going to Nashville, Tennessee to go to North Carolina. And when I got to Memphis, I thought that the police was trying to pull me over, but instead pulled her over. And I went down a bit and pulled over and waited for her. So when she finished with the officer and came down where I was, she rolled a window down and said, "I can't believe that you waited for me. You got a long way to drive." But that's the last experience that I had with my sister. And the way the events, you know, happened, you know, that Saturday before the 1st of 2005, I had went to a watch meeting service, and I was, you know, tired. I was, you know, sleeping. And when I woke up, I saw all of the calls that had came in to my phone from Little Rock. And the first thing I say is something has happened, because they don't call like that. And when they called me, they said my sister had taken sick and she's on life support. Everything was dark. You know, I prayed. Everything was dark. I didn't have any answers. And on the 4th, we took her off of life support. She passed away. And then on the 6th of January was my birthday. And then on the 8th, we had our funeral. So it's embedded clearly in my mind, and I haven't forgotten it. And I think about her often, and it's not a time that goes by that I don't think about. My sister and think about the times that we had together growing up, and I miss her dearly. And I know some of you have lost, you know, sisters, brothers, aunties, uncles, mothers, fathers, you name it. And, you know, you deal with grief in different ways. You know, some people cry. Some people just get, you know, in a quiet space to deal with it. I don't think you necessarily get over it. I think it's something that you just continue to deal with. And I think that as days go by, you get stronger and stronger. That's, you know, how I believe that it works. You get stronger and stronger as the days go by. In 2021, I lost my daughter, my oldest daughter, and I had to deal with it. And I thought about all of the times that I had to comfort other people who were going through the death of a loved one, and how I would say, you know, weeping may endure for a night. That's a scripture in the Bible, but joy cometh in the morning, or it's going to be all right, or whatever. But when my time came, I had to use those same words for myself so that I could recover, so that I could be strong. And it's not a day that goes by that I don't think about my daughter, Tremaine Marie Harris. It's not a day that doesn't go by that I think of her. And I remember during Christmas, she just insisted on getting me something for Christmas. I said, "You don't have to get anything." She said, "What you want?" And I told her I wanted this portable percolator coffee pot. So she got that for me. And then she sent this blanket, because she always called me her number one. And then inscribed in the blanket, it says, number one, I look to my father. So I have that to hold on to, and memories of her. I have all that, but it never gets easy. After I had dealt with the death of my daughter, I wrote two songs, and it had been a while since I wrote any songs. The first song that I released was God, You Did It Again. Another song that I wrote is I Just Didn't Know. So I'm going to let you listen to this song, I Just Didn't Know, and we will be back to talk about grief and give you some pointers and share some of my experiences that I've had to deal with to help me to get through it. And we'll be back on the other side. You're listening to Dr. Greg's Corner Podcast. We'll be right back.
Life has its moments to get you down, especially when your friends are not around. But God, you've been my constant friend, and you stay by my side through the thick and thin. I just don't know God. God was gonna do it like this in the midst of my struggle. I just didn't know God. Let me tell you what he did for me. Yeah.
He gave me tears of joy.
Yes, he did.
Beauty for my ashes.
And then he whispered in my ear, and he told me, Lord have mercy. Somebody help me. Oh, oh. People don't know all the pain I had to go through just to get here today. They look at me, they look at my anointing like it's glitter or gold. But God, you've been my constant friend, and you stood right by my side. Oh Lord, the thick and thin. Yeah, yeah.
I just didn't know.
Y'all, I just didn't know
God was gonna
They called me and told me that my baby had gone home to be with the Lord. But I just didn't know how I was going to take it. But God stepped in right on time. And he gave me tears of joy. Yes, he did. And he gave me beauty for my ashes. And he told me. And he whispered in my ear. And he told me I could go home. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I just didn't know God was gonna do it like this. Somebody help me. I just didn't know. I just didn't know God was gonna do it like this. And he gave me, and he gave me tears of joy. And he gave me beauty for my ashes. And he told me. Told me I could go home. Somebody help me. Somebody help me.
That selection coming from yours truly, Greg Harris. I just didn't know that song could be purchased anywhere you get downloads. Apple, Spotify, CD Baby, anywhere you get downloads, you can get this song. I just didn't know. I hope that you enjoyed that song. I wrote that song in memory of my daughter that I lost in 2021. And the song says, life has its moments to get you down, especially when your friends are not around. A lot of times, you know, when we're dealing with grief, we're dealing with it sometime all alone. We're just in that space. We're quiet. We don't have words to say. It's just a feeling that it comes over you when you lose someone. You just can't explain it. And, you know, some people, they cry, they withdraw from everybody. People deal with it in different ways. I just had to use my faith base. I believe in God, and I had to use that for my strength to know that weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning to get through it. I know in 2013, I lost my aunt, Gloria Jean Davis. I also lost my father in 2016. 2021, I lost my grandfather on my father's side. I lost my grandmother, Ruth Kendra Davis, not too long after that. But you never get over it, you know. And I remember, you know, growing up as a child, you know, high school, and, you know, people losing their sons and daughters and just different things, tragedy, you know, like when I was in high school, I remember some students were in a car wreck and they died. So, you know, just different things, you know, happen. You never know when something is going to happen. And it's something that happens, you know, every day. Somebody is dying in grief, you know, people deal with it in different ways. And what has helped me is my faith in Jesus Christ that has truly helped me to get over it, get stronger, you know, each day. Now, you never forget your loved one. You know, you think about them. You think about those good times. You think about those laughs that you had, those conversations that you had. All that comes back to mind. And you just have to just go on day by day. Some people, you know, they go to counseling to help them to get over it, or not so much get over it, but find some mechanisms that they can be able to, you know, survive it, to be able to deal with it. And, you know, counselors are able to give some pointers that can help where you can get stronger. And as time go by, you know, you will get stronger. It's a song by the late Albertina Walker, a pioneer in gospel music. It's a song that she sings, Joy Will Come. And in the song, it says, if you trust God and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. In the morning, at the dawning, joy will come. So that's a true song, because I have, you know, memories that I can hold on to. And, you know, joy has come because I'm able to continue and doing the things that I need to do. And I have those memories to hold on to, thinking about my daughter and thinking about those family members whom I have lost. And you just, you know, have to just hold on to those memories. And, you know, every day, you know, just continue to go on, continue to strive. And that's why, you know, we should treat others the way that we want to be treated, because you don't ever know when it's going to be their last time. And you don't want them to leave this earth and you have mistreated them and you haven't, you know, had that heart of forgiving. Love goes a long way. And that's what we have to do. We have to love each other, and we have to show that love each and every day. So I hope that I've shared, you know, some pointers that can help you along the way as you deal with the death of a loved one. It happens, you know, every day that we have to deal, you know, with dying. We never, you know, get over it. You never, you know, get used to it because it happens often. And sometimes it catches us a little bit by surprise, especially if the person wasn't sick, the person wasn't ill. It seems like it does a little bit more damage than if you had, you know, time with them and you knew that it was just a matter of time. You know, but, you know, it says that life, the Bible speaks of life as a vapor. You know, you see it, now you see it, now you don't. Or, you know, if you go out to the field, you know, I don't know what they call those type of flowers, but you know how you blow it and then you see it and then you don't see it. So, you know, that's how it is. That's how it is. But we can get through it and we can become stronger each day. I'm going to end, you know, with a prayer for those that are dealing with grief, dealing with the death of a loved one. And I'm just going to say a simple prayer that God will help you and strengthen you and your family and your friends. Father God, we thank you for this podcast and we thank you for what you are doing right now. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice that you would strengthen, that you would encourage, that you would lift those that are dealing with the death of a loved one, those that are struggling with grief. We ask, Lord God, that you would touch right now. For you said in your word that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And you would bear our sorrows because you know us and you love us so much. So I ask, Lord God, that you would just touch this day. I pray for strength. I pray for comfort. I pray that you would bless those that are dealing with grief right now. I pray, Lord God, that you would just turn the situation around, that you would bring families together, Lord God. Let there be peace where there is confusion, for you are not the author of confusion, but you are God of peace. And I ask, Lord God, that you would just step in a situation and that you would bring comfort right now, that you would bring strength right now, that you would bring peace right now. And I pray, Lord God, let your love overshadow whatever individuals are going through right now. I pray that you would just step in right now because you are God and you are acquainted with grief, you're acquainted with sorrow, and you're acquainted with death. And I pray, Lord God, that you are strengthened right now. And we give you all the praise and the glory. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening today. I'm Dr. Gregory Bernard Harris, and you're listening to Dr. Greg's Corner Podcast. So join us next time for another edition of Greg's Corner. And I hope that you have been inspired today. Until next time, bye-bye.